Good morning. These are the Gateway Virginia headlines for Monday, February 12, 2007. The headlines are a collaboration between Media General Newspapers in Virginia and the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. You can find out more at gatewayva.com. Two people are dead after a pair of shootings in Richmond and Petersburg over the weekend. The Times-Dispatch reports 17-year-old Javeris Revelle was shot in the parking lot of a convenience store in Petersburg and later died at Southside Regional Medical Center. Police have charged another 17-year-old with the crime. But authorities have no suspect in the shooting death of 25-year-old LeVar Robinson of South Richmond. He was found dead on Raven Street early Sunday morning. The state police are reporting three deaths on Virginia's highways this weekend. A pedestrian crossing Hull Street in South Richmond was killed by a truck driver who left the scene. An 81-year-old woman ran into the back of a trailer and died in Lee County, and 25-year-old Andy Wilson of Stannardsville died Saturday when the car in which he was riding lost control and struck a brick wall. A federal judge has granted a stay of execution for convicted murderer Paul Werner Powell. Powell was scheduled to be put to death on Thursday night as punishment for killing one teenage girl and attempting to rape another. At issue is whether or not the two crimes should be seen as separate or connected. The Virginia Supreme Court has once overturned Powell's capital murder conviction, but a second trial based on new evidence returned him to death row. The Greater Lynchburg Transit Company has doubled its daily ridership. That's after adding a route to Liberty University. The News in Advance reports the school pays GLTC $75,000 a month to run six buses on campus. Since the service began in mid-January, the bus service is averaging nearly 6,800 passengers a day. And finally, the area is preparing for another winter storm. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for the Greater Charlottesville area, as well as for the Shenandoah Valley. A wintry mix is expected to begin tonight before converting to snow tomorrow morning. The Weather Service says significant accumulation could occur. And these have been the Gateway Virginia headlines for Monday, February 12, 2007. If you've enjoyed these headlines, please let us know by sending an email to info@sievillepodcast.com. I'm Sean Tubbs, and we'll be back tomorrow with another two-minute look at the news. Thanks for listening.